or at least the people here did. And it went to prove that it did, because the hospital just really was well patronized, and everything that could be taken care of, especially the babies and the old folks, maybe when they're going to die like that. But do you know, for he had an office here in Mena for a number of years, and it had the same office girl, and he had taught her an awful lot, like giving shots and checking kidney specimens and things like that in his office. And she goes with him to the hospital, and she's a real student. She was a married woman, 2 or 3 children, but she really was interested in anything. And she became his head nurse there at the mm-hmm. hospital. Mm-hmm. No nurses, no RN or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But she and then another one of Dr. Redmond's nurses was up there, and they were the only nurses, so far as I can remember, that was ever in that hospital. And he got by with it. Mm-hmm. And that hospital served the purpose then until the Polk County Memorial Hospital was eventually planned and built and everything through prominent doctors and prominent people and mostly federal grants. Mm-hmm. And that is what we have now, is our Polk County Memorial Hospital. And at the time it opened, Dr. Redmond went with them to the Memorial Hospital and closed his hospital.
Closed it, I see.
Mm-hmm. And it opened with just one wing of the hospital and a registered nurse on duty at all times. That was one of the qualifications with the federal money, which was good. And then in a few years then they put on the second wing, and right from the very start they organized a hospital auxiliary that has made an awful lot of money and sponsored the buying of a number of the big things that we use now, like the heart and the x-ray machines. And
yes.
And now we have one of the credited hospitals of the South.
I see. This was just in the past few years?
Yes, very few years.
I see. I'd like to ask you another question. If I could show you something here, if you had the main streets like this, and if you had a store here and a store there, you'd say, this store is what from that? If you say that's cattywampus or catty-cornered, or what sounds right?
Well, I'd just say around the block.
I see. But if you had an intersection here, and you could see right across the intersection.
Oh, catty-corner. Catty-corner.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned that you get a sack of candy on Saturday.
That's the more personal.
Well, that's what... I'm sure if it happened to you, it happened to thousands of young people.
Well, it goes with the buying difference of yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Back in the early days, there was only one paycheck. Let's just talk about that. As a rule in a home, the father was the breadwinner. And that was the only money that was available. And that had to reach for everything, regardless of the number of children, or if you paid rent, or if you were buying a house, or your fuel. Everything had to be taken care of. And I think I'm safe in saying that most of our old parents, homemakers, feared poverty to the point of where no matter how little or how much that money was brought in,